Well, hey there, everyone. Welcome back to In Focus with David Coletto. I'm David Coletto. Today, we're exploring how Canadians are tuning into this election and why the upcoming leaders' debates could tip the race. Now, 2 weeks into the campaign, about halfway through, our latest national survey has the Liberals and Conservatives in a dead heat, each at 39% support. The NDP, the Bloc, and smaller parties share the remaining slice of that vote. Now, on the surface, a tie at the top is notable on its own, but the real story is just how engaged Canadians seem to be in this election this time around. Nearly 70% of Canadians tell us they're very interested in this election, about 20 points higher than the level of interest we saw in the previous federal election. Now, that's a dramatic jump and suggests that every announcement, every blunder, every debate could land harder than usual. When more voters are paying attention, I think campaigns matter more. For each of the main leaders, that also raises the stakes. Mark Carney, who is a relatively new political leader, new to elected politics, but carries a strong reputation from his time as governor of the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England, is the Liberal leader, and he's tied with Pierre Poilievre's Conservatives at 39%. However, if you look under the hood, our data shows Carney has a net favorable rating of plus 15, pretty rare for a national leader these days. People view him as competent and steady, which is helping the Liberals in a tight race and putting them in a position to win at the moment. But there's another side to that coin. Carney's reputation is partly built on broad impressions rather than the kind of scrutiny that comes with years of partisan politics. If he underperforms in the upcoming debates scheduled for April 16th in French and April 17th in English, it could puncture that aura of competence precisely because so many people have placed such high hopes on him. Debates can reinforce what voters already think about a leader or can radically alter those perceptions overnight. Now, Pierre Poilievre, on the other hand, has been around the political block. He's known for a scrappy, combative style that resonates with a lot of conservative voters who might like a leader who fights back against liberal orthodoxy or what they see as elite thinking. But that same style can turn off voters who prefer a more measured, less confrontational tone. So Poilievre's challenge is striking the right balance between energizing his base and showing enough nuance to win over moderates who might be more open to voting conservative but balk at his more aggressive approach. Now, there's another dynamic in play, language. Even though most Canadians primarily will watch the English debate, the French debate still draws a significant audience, especially in Quebec. According to Abacus Data's polling, Canadians believe Poilievre's French is much stronger than Carney's. In Quebec, for example, 73% say Poilievre's French is good enough for a prospective prime minister, compared to about half who say the same for Mark Carney. That could set expectations differently for each leader in the French debate. Carney will try to overcome skepticism about his fluency. If he does well, he might exceed those lower expectations. Poilievre, meanwhile, has a higher bar because voters already believe he's competent in French and they'll expect a polished performance. And they both will have to face off against the Bloc Québécois leader, Yves-François Blanchet, who is fully bilingual, and his first language is French, and that will make for an interesting conversation. But I guess another question is, why do these debates matter so much right now? And in my view, it's all about that heightened engagement we're seeing. Our research suggests that more than half of Canadians, 56%, plan to watch the English debate, and nearly a quarter say they'll tune in for the French debate, numbers that are higher than we've seen in some past campaigns. And for those who don't watch live, many will see clips on social media or in the news that can be just as impactful if a leader either shines or slips up. Another factor adding complexity to this election is that Donald Trump obviously remains in the White House, and every day his shadow looms over this election. I think that means Canadians are certainly going to want to hear what leaders say about issues around trade and international relations and their approach to dealing with Trump, given the ongoing unpredictability of everything related to him. If a Canadian leader appears incapable of holding their own on the global stage or conversely projects a steady hand, I think that can resonate with voters looking for someone who can handle a president like Trump. Ultimately, the debates can be pivotal in swaying the small percentage of Canadians who are still on the fence. With both major parties locked at 39 in our polling, even small shifts can tilt this race. If Mark Carney lives up to the high expectations and demonstrates clear, stable leadership, I think it could be game over for him. He will win and reinforce the perception that people have of him. But if he falters or appears out of his depth, that's a scenario Pierre Poilievre will try to exploit. Poilievre, in turn, must show that he can do more than just throw verbal punches. I think he needs to present a credible policy vision, a style of leadership that will grow the Conservative base, but also find a way to create space for the NDP and Jagmeet Singh to make a difference. For our part at Abacus, we'll keep a close watch both before and after these debates. We're going to ask these questions again in a survey we're already in field with. Interested in who's winning, who's ahead, what percentage of the public is likely to tune in. I think public opinion, like most things, hinge on that expectations game. If Carney is thought to be only passable in French but does surprisingly well, that could be huge for him. If Poilievre is expected to be a knockout debater in French versus Carney but has a lukewarm performance, it might hurt him more than it otherwise would. I guess the bottom line is this. Canadians are watching, more so in this campaign than in past. That spotlight can be both a blessing or a curse for leaders who either rise to the occasion or stumble at the worst possible time. This election is close. The electorate is engaged, and the debates are just around the corner. So stay tuned, and we'll have more insights here on this podcast and on my Substack, davidcoletto.substack.com, where you'll find a piece written on this data with lots of charts and data. And obviously, please visit the Abacus Data website for all our polling there as well. Well, I'm David Coletto. Thanks for tuning in to In Focus with David Coletto. I'll be back in a few days with some new data, new insights. Hope you're enjoying the listening. Please subscribe or follow wherever you listen to this podcast, and I'll be back to you soon. Take care.